Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
A new month has, we've woken up to one this morning. Thank goodness, because I hate January and February. I bet this person in front of me does as well. Claire Simo, welcome.
Welcome. And do you know what? It's just so nice to see the sunshine. It's getting lighter of the morning and everything, isn't it? Did you do the whole pinch punch first of the month this morning?
No, don't believe in any of those stupid superstitions.
Look at you just writing it off straight away. I love it.
Just cut that dead.
Thanks for that.
Not a superstitious person.
No.
13th doesn't worry me. Sitting in row 13 or, you know, walking under a ladder and all that rubbish. Lovely. Well, walking under a ladder is actually dangerous.
Yeah, that is quite dangerous, actually. Never mind anything else. Paint pot
but
on
no,
your head.
I suppose you've done that. You've been pinching and punching everyone, have you?
Oh, I woke the kids up before I left this morning. I was like, come on, we've got to do it.
I bet you did as well.
I just did it to annoy them. Nothing to do with superstition.
Yeah, Mum, get off me.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. No, I hate January and February. It's not nice, is it? It's
no, dark, you kind of think, right, it's getting near summer now.
Worst months of the year. I would think that most people look forward to springtime, don't they? And when the clocks spring forward
spring.
At the end of the month.
Yeah.
Apart from the fact you lose an hour's kip, which is not good for people like you who get up very early.
Don't remind me of that. No, that's awful.
No.
That's terrible.
So, Claire Simo, in here to tell us through everything that's happening. Well, not quite everything, but an awful lot that's happening around at Liverpool.
I've come in on behalf of Jay, who for the second week running is doing his hair, so can't get himself here. Jay from the Guide. Jay from the Guide in Liverpool. Had a fantastic day yesterday, and there's loads on there. It was Global Scouse Day.
Yes, I saw a few pictures.
I don't know what you know about Global Scouse Day or how it all
started. People just eat scouse.
But the reason why it all came about and got celebrated, the guy who put it all together is actually fantastic. He's a guy called Graham Hughes, and his birthday is the 28th of February. So he was always kind of known for doing big pans of scouse and having people round, and, you know, he loves everything about it. So about 7 years ago, he thought, I'm going to make this Global Scouse Day. And it's massively taken off late. All around the world.
To get it going in the first place.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's come through social media, to be perfectly honest. And it's like, we got behind them at the Guide yesterday and we were around and we were filming, going to different places where they were serving it, people's homes, to Maggie Mays, getting people to send their selfies with them. And I mean, even yesterday, I was over in Southport Hospital, and even in the restaurant in Southport Hospital, they've got like a big sign up, Global Scouse Day.
Brilliant.
And this has all started from one man, this Graham. And, you know, blooming good on him. And it's like, I think it's one of those, he's saying, you know, we've not got to stick properly to a certain guideline, just do what you want, throw you want it. But apparently, do you know the main thing you need to remember about scouse if you're making it?
No.
Right, this is one tip that I'll always remember now. Apparently it should be that thick, your spoon, your wooden spoon, stand up in it.
Yeah. What would have happened if he'd have been born on February 29th?
I know.
Every 4 years.
Yeah, we said that. It's been going for 42 years. We only celebrated six. And the other thing that's been going on as well that we followed was there's this Leap Dance Festival, which is, I'm all over, I love stuff like that. It starts today, actually, and it's down at like the North Docks Warehouse. And so what they did was they got a flash mob in St John's, you know, at the bottom of the tower.
Right.
Flash mob, they came out, just burst into dance outside by where all, you know, the bottom of the escalators where everything is.
That's scary.
And that's all from the people from Cole. So follow yourself through that. If you love your dance or just want to do something a little bit different, there's the Leap Dance Festival that's coming up in the next few days.
That will be very interesting indeed. So you've been as busy as ever then?
Always.
Getting involved.
Oh, you know me, I'm always somewhere, aren't I? I'm like a bad penny. And finally, one something I want to tell you about is Lost Soul. It's been on the Royal Court loads of times, but it's coming back because just by popular demand. If you love all your music, it's all about the pubs and the clubs, you know, in Liverpool. And you know, when it used to go out on Sunday night,
they do.
It's great. And that's opening there. That opens, and it's got Lindsay Germain, who's one of the funniest local actresses.
So it's comedy as well.
Comedy, hilarious. James Spofforth's in it, all 70s music, and it opens on the 10th. So
fantastic.
I've been getting together with the cast as well.
My wife's been there a few times recently, seeing various plays. What was the latest one? Twacky and
Got Fiddler on the Roof as well down there haven't we?
Not seen that one.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a great place to just open up, have a laugh, isn't it?
There you go. Brilliant. Look, yeah, we're laughing, aren't we?
So that's you done for the weekend, then.
John was just saying chatty now for a bit anyway.
No, we know what's happening around Liverpool with the Guide.
I am the woman in the know.
Do you think Jay will be back next week?
I'm back next week as well.
Has he given up on it?
No, he's gone on his holidays. It's your only next door. I think what it is, it's too easy. And it's quite good for me because we have a meeting on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was trying to swerve a bit. So I'll do that for you, Jay. You can swerve out the meeting. So it's quite handy, really.
Right.
Just dip in this studio where no one can see me
hiding. Rather than fall asleep in meetings.
Yeah, I hate meetings.
Yeah.
Can't be doing with all that nonsense.
Don't blame you.
Well, you were woken up, rudely awoken this morning.
No, the call was late last night. So,
oh, that's not too bad then.
Just about going to bed, you know.
So,
and at 7 o'clock start for us. So
yeah, it's not too bad, is it?
It's almost like a lie-in, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Compared to your 6 o'clock.
And you always come in looking nothing less than perfect.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Place as well.
Well, I certainly don't feel it. I can tell you, Claire, don't feel it at all. Right, thanks for that.
No problem at all.
You're looking forward to at the weekend, there's an awful lot of sport at the weekend as well to go with that, isn't there? You know, Liverpool,
loads.
Arsenal, a bit of boxing to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to open my wallet and pay for Sky Sports box office to watch Tony Bellew, David
Yeah,
we've
got to be watching that, haven't
in
we?
Between a bit of work. So, busy weekend ahead. So, great stuff. The Guide will be back, of course, next Wednesday on Radio City Talks.
Steve Hoddesall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.